space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Star Trek, the original series, only ran 79 episodes in the late 1960s before it was canceled. Numerous popular spin-offs and movies are still being made today, but for many, the original did it best with Captain Kirk, Spock, and McCoy. Dedicated Trekkies have produced their own episodes for years, but one web series is filmed on a full-scale replica of the original set in Ticonderoga.
This is one of the control panels that goes into the engineering display in the back.
Just inside the doorway of his studio, James Cawley is walking through the set of his web series, Star Trek New Voyages. Come Labor Day weekend, this will be the location of Ticonderoga, the city's first Star Trek convention, and there's a lot of work to be done in the next week. But it will get done. Cawley has more than 200 volunteers that help out.
When you say Star Trek, people come out of the woodwork.
Today, it's just two of us. Cawley agreed to take me on a tour.
You're entering the corridors. This is the transporter room of the Enterprise. This wall was pulled out because the camera crew should come in this way and shoot in this direction. So obviously, these things have to be put back in before we open for the convention. We just wrapped a film shoot, so it's a little chaotic.
Although it looks like the control panel is in for repairs, sure enough, there's the transporter where Scotty beams up Kirk and his crew. Cawley started building Star Trek sets in 1997. The web series began filming in 2003, and last year, operations were moved into this studio. Walking through the corridor, we visit Kirk's quarters, complete with a replica of his orange bed and knickknacks on his shelf. In an incomplete version of McCoy's sickbay, Cawley shows me the blueprints for the Enterprise set.
And this is what we work from as far as dimensions. You know, we know the actual scale with a scale ruler, and, you know, we do all this kind of stuff.
These are the same plans used in the original series. Cawley got them from the original Star Trek costume designer, whom he befriended while working on Star Trek The Next Generation.
I don't bring the originals down here, I just took it to Kinko's and had it copied.
The plans are great for dimensions, but for all the little details, Cawley and his team rely on photos and high-definition screenshots taken from the series on Blu-ray. Everything has to be perfect, from the paneling on the walls to the twinkling buttons on the bridge.
There were these ice cube trays that made these little tiny square ice cubes for RV trailers and things like that. They called them midget cubes, and they filled them full of colored resin and turned them out and glued them upside down, and it became all the square buttons on the bridge.
Sitting at the controls, Cawley tells me a little about himself.
My full-time job is to play Elvis in a live touring show, which I've done now for more years than I care to talk about.
But and that explains the hair.
Cawley says he's a nostalgic person. He's got a black Elvis do with sideburns. He's wearing a T-shirt with Batman and Robin on it. From the old comic books, of course.
I really don't like modern television. Hate it. There's just nothing there for me. I like character-driven stories, and I like to feel good when the show is over.
The new Star Trek films by J.J. Abrams, Cawley calls them Star Trek for the PlayStation generation.
What it is about the original series that all the others lack is, first of all, it was that group of characters and the actors that brought them to life, and the stories were so good. You know, you could forgive the bad special effects of the period or the, you know, the lack of dollars in the production design because the stories and the characters were just so good. You know, the show is going to be here 100 years from now, and that's the one that everybody's going to remember.
Hey.
Sir, how are you?
Don't interrupt you. I was just curious how it's going.
That's Cawley's landlord, Jim Major. I asked him about what he thought about there being a spaceship in his building.
When I rented to them, I crossed my fingers and did some praying because I wasn't sure that it was going to fly. But they have been super successful.
Major says he's not much of a Star Trek fan, but he believes in the upcoming convention.
I'm absolutely behind him, and my wife is volunteering for him, so family's in there.
After my tour, Cawley loads up an episode of his web series on his phone, which, by the way, is completely fan-funded. While he doesn't act in it much anymore, he's still overseeing its production and hopes to continue making it as long as there's people willing to support it.
It just kind of shows you what a group of dedicated people can do, you know, without a major Hollywood budget.
For more information and photos, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.